It's a Daily Talk Show, episode 376.
What's happening, Gronks?
You might be walking along in the freezing cold if you're in Melbourne.
I hope not. I was on my skateboard this morning, electric one, and my hands nearly fell off.
Did you find your penny board yet?
No, I haven't. It's a mystery.
AU79, give back his fucking penny board.
My bright pink penny board, which I got on sale in Central Coast in New South Wales. Mm. Found this awesome little penny board, the brand Penny, hence it being a penny board. There's a bunch of rip-offs that don't hold my weight. You'd literally snap it, Josh. They just do.
Beg your pardon? Why would I?
Because you and I weigh are about the same.
Go on.
Compliment. Anyway, I
remember hearing that AFL footy players could weigh around 100 kilos.
Yeah. Of lean muscle. Yeah.
So when I was a kid, I was like, 100
kilos.
I'm 100.
How much do you think I weigh right now?
Because you've been doing a bunch of gym, I reckon you're probably 92.
Mm. You're pretty spot on. After a weekend of bad eating, I'd be about 92, but I'm about 90 at the moment, which is crazy because I've been 82 before and I've just got to cut out some bread. Anyway,
Bree said you were looking lean, but she also said that you had a problem with food because you did say we don't do bread.
What do you mean?
On the show the other day, I think you said the words something about bread and then you said how bad it was.
Yeah, it's horrible, but I love it.
Bread's fine.
No, but it's fucked.
I reckon most people, if we were to do a poll, I do like...
Which we can.
Yeah.
So we have the ability.
I did a poll last night as well.
Yeah.
But we'll get to that. Do you eat bread?
Yeah, most people do. Poll. It's the easy option. It's hard. Like, think about it. It's like, I want to have lunch. Mm. What do I encase this tuna in? Bread. Mm. Anyway, I digress. The penny board has gone missing. I don't know where it is. There is a chance that I left it at a cafe, the one that I go to, AU79. High chances there. I asked this morning. She went off, the girl who serves us. Mm-hmm. She went off and she said, it's not here. So the mystery missing penny board.
If anyone was going to sell a penny board, it would be a barista.
Yeah.
Do you think it's got that vibe?
Of the high-end hipster cafes in Melbourne.
Or a vlogger.
100%.
What is the cost of a penny board?
$90.
The Daily Talk Show custom, could you get like custom decks?
I don't know if you could do it through Penny because Penny is the brand, the Australian brand. Uh-huh. Like they've been around for years. I had a penny board when I was young, very young, and I dropped in at the skate bowl and snapped it. I was going pretty fucking hard on it.
You know, Jez, he used to be the audio engineer for Matt and Joe. He's been at Fox for a long time. I saw he did an Instagram post. Now that I'm on Instagram,
19 hours.
I'm going to bring.
Can I just quickly? Yesterday we checked our usage, and mine was 4.5 hours, and Josh's was 19.5 hours. Mm. I was just thinking, the number just blew me away. It didn't even matter what it meant. It was just fucking a huge number in comparison to mine. Yeah. What did it actually mean? What was that daily use or
That's across a week. No, but you weren't 4 hours. You were 4 hours, I think, in a maybe peak day.
No, I pressed pushed 7 days.
Okay.
And it had 4 hours.
Oh, that's not
so
bad.
So maybe I
reckon you on a Sunday or something was super low.
Yeah, Saturday I was super low.
Yeah. That makes up for it. But I was doing tests on Instagram over the weekend, which is why mine was high. But anyway, Jez, his wife got him as a present a custom chef's knife.
That's nice.
The handle was made out of his skateboard deck.
Oh,
his
that's
old
cool.
skateboard deck.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's what I thought. But could you imagine if you loved that skateboard deck and were like, babe, have you seen my skateboard deck?
What, she just took the deck?
I don't know.
Well, I've seen there's some awesome bowls and stuff that people are getting crafty with. Mm. The hipsters, they're putting all their old snap decks together and they're sort of bringing it together and they're gluing it and compressing it and then they're shaving it and making like bowls out of it. It's crazy. Yeah, there's like, I've been sucked down a Facebook hole of just watching a video that just goes through all these weird kind of things. I didn't tell you though, on the weekend, Little Kickers was on.
Oh, yeah. Bodie's soccer training. Freezing for Little Kickers.
It's indoors.
Okay.
We're on a break now because of school holidays, I'm pretty sure, which you'd think they'd ramp it up. But then the building.
School holiday programs?
Yeah,
how old until
Bodie
starts doing school? Do you have to be in school to do school holiday programs?
Well, yeah, I'm sure. Or there'd be some outside. So school holiday program is through the school, or it's a
no. I think about like Dandenong Basketball Stadium. We have Andrew Gaze there.
There's not much a kid can do Michelle until Timms. They're three and a half, four. Mm. Like they're are pretty wild.
Are you going to take off school holiday? Like I was thinking about this. I saw Hamish and Zoe at they were what's that thing? 10-pin bowling.
Oh yeah.
And it reminded me of school holidays. And I was thinking like there's going to be a time where it's like your annual leave is going to be school holidays and you're going to be doing stuff.
Yeah, I haven't thought too much. It's more when they're in primary school.
Yeah, you're going to have to take them
There's no school holidays when they're at daycare. Mm. You can send them every weekday.
But that's something to look for. Do you think that you would potentially take a week off and then Amy take a week and on that week you would like get Bodhi and all of his mates and go to My Unifarm?
Because there's the life that you want to live because you think, okay, I've got to work. And so you could always just be in that mindset of, we've got to build the business. I've got to. But then there's like,
what's the fucking point?
Yeah, I know. This is what I mean. Yeah. It's like, you want to fucking have a life with your child. Yeah, yeah. I was looking at a guy at the cafe this morning. I was thinking, when kids are young, like that first 3-4 months, unless you're just a workaholic or you actually have to be at work, I probably didn't do it enough. And it was because I just started my other video production company. In hindsight, I should have because it didn't work. Now we're here. I was thinking about
it merged into a bigger media company.
It is nice. And I know over in Denmark, where the Northern Lights are, you know, the beautiful Northern Lights.
There's a lot of places where the Northern
Greenland?
Lights are.
Greenland?
No. Anyway, Amy's best friend lives over there.
Is it Switzerland?
Switzerland, Finland.
It's one of the progressive countries that they get like lots of annual leave and shit.
Norway, yes. I think it's Norway. Anyway.
We've got Karen sitting in who's looking at us like we're idiots being like, it's fucking Norway.
Amy's best friend's hubby, gets, what do you call it? Maternal leave.
Yeah.
Paternal leave, but full paid. Like it's legit. Like they get, I think, dental care and shit over there. They got like an amazing healthcare system.
You would get
and
full gold teeth.
Yeah. The difference though, I know he's mentioned to me, he's been really inquisitive about me having my own business and doing my own thing because I said to him, why? Like he was inquisitive and I was kind of like, why is that? Is it like not done over there? Do people not do their own thing? He said, not many people are that supportive of you doing your own thing. Like a lot of people just work. Like when the way that they've structured society, it's like we support you, we do all these things, and so there's probably a few big businesses that then just support, and the government are really supportive.
How hard would that be? I know like how even in the US there is prejudice if you haven't gone to college. Like people are funny about it if you haven't gone to college.
Well, it's a rigid system.
Yeah.
I mean, their system's probably a bit more even brutal.
How about this? Bree and I have been together for 11 years. Is it 11 years? Only 12?
I thought there was something posted nearly recently 12. About
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so Bree did a throwback that wasn't related, wasn't our anniversary, threw people because everyone's like, congratulations.
No, I took from it. That's why I kind of have it. An idea because it was like we've nearly been together 13 years or something.
But my brother, it was so 2000 and
you had Shruti on the side for a couple of years. Exactly.
But for the Bridge Road Curry Club.
Shruti was Josh's girlfriend when he was 8 or something.
12. So it's actually a little bit more sort of. But how's Jesse going? Was it Jesse?
That was when I was 20. So that was more.
Okay, cool.
I'd call him real girlfriend, boyfriend. Versus the 12-year-old.
Yeah, sure. No, I get that.
You're going to the movies. You're still living at
home. We didn't even go to the movies.
You didn't?
I was pretty old until I actually started going to the movies.
Did you say you loved each other?
Nah.
So it's not
real? No.
It was a fling?
Yeah, it was just a little fling. We were in the same sticker club. But the...
so cute.
No, when we were in North Carolina, my brother James was getting married. And... basically, someone had said, oh, you should, like, Bree was sitting down and she was, like, with our family. And mum and dad must have gone up or whatever. Like they were, I can't remember how weddings work, but I was filming. I don't know if you remember.
You were.
I was, they last minute said, hey, can you film? It's just so happened they had my FS7 with me.
But you end up filming that?
Yeah.
Did I just you do gave, anything with the footage?
No, I just sent it to them as sort of a raw, that's the best case
ungraded
scenario.
FS7 ungraded FS7
footage. Yeah, exactly. Well, I think I just fucking recorded it on like a 709. Oh, light, yeah. Just real. Real good shit. But anyway, it's mainly if something goes wrong. Like you film those things because it's like, you see how many crime investigation documentaries are on Netflix? Really handy to have the wedding.
I don't know about that. That's not the filter for my family. It's not the filter for why I pay someone to do.
No, but just anything happens. It's like I filmed the behind the scenes of a guy. A 3D deal, are you leaving right now?
Yeah, I'm going to go get my stitches out.
Okay, oh, good luck with
get
it.
Get them snipped off.
Can you take a photo as soon as it comes off?
I want to see if I can video it.
Yes.
I want to see if they'll let me take a video of them actually pulling the stitches out.
They didn't let you at the hospital. I heard you ask politely.
They didn't let me film them stitching me up.
Why?
But you also asked.
Something with the doctor.
You also asked if it was possible. I don't know if you heard this. He asked if it was possible to do a live podcast from there if you couldn't get back in time.
Yeah. I said, if necessary, would we be able to do an episode from the room that we were in? Well, she's like, probably not. But she didn't say no. She just said, probably not.
Absolutely not. Yeah. So, absolutely. Well, good luck.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck. Anyway, Bree was sitting down at like the family area and someone from the bride's side, a family member who quite conservative, was like, oh, you're not Josh's wife. You're going to have to, you're not in the family. So you're going to have to actually move back a couple.
What do you mean? Because you're sitting.
Well, because you know how like you have the like weddings, like you've got like the two first rows or whatever. It's like family. Bree was sitting there.
God.
And this guy. And so, all hell broke loose when I found out and when my mum found out and my mum. Confronted.
Can you do an impersonation of how it would have just how it would have gone down?
Who are you to tell us who is Bree is family? Bree has been here longer than anyone. A bit of that gear. So anyway, but so that was quite full on. But that is like I'm not that like I don't apply too much. To marriage, but it is those sorts of situations where you're like, oh, fuck this guy.
Oh, dude, go to a Jewish wedding. Mm. So there's a thing that they do at the synagogue like prior to the wedding. I'm not sure what it is, but the point of me saying this is that I went. The men have a section. You can see everything.
Yeah.
The women have a section behind a curtain. It is bizarre. And so Amy's over.
Did she ask after, like, what happened?
yeah, because she didn't see nothing. Yeah, she was
just. What's the deal? What, they don't say that any of the wedding?
No, so it's not.
It's a specific.
This is not the wedding
day.
The
official fluffing.
So I went to the wedding. This is the one in Tel Aviv. Mm-hmm. And it's all there. They're walking down the aisle. So it's more traditional how you would envisage
a
wedding.
But I don't imagine a curtain over one of the crowns.
No, but then. The pre-wedding. Can you look it up? So in Judaism, so it'd be
Jewish wedding
Jewish
curtain.
Prenuptials behind a curtain. Write that. It'll probably come up. Someone's
peep show.
Well, there's all these lollies going around.
Really? All the boys are getting fat.
And like the curtain would open up and you could see, I saw Amy and would just be smiling. But it was bizarre. It was a bizarre experience.
Yeah, that is sort of funny.
I mean, I could hardly understand what they were saying. Because there was like the rabbi and Baruch Atah Adonai. That's Baruch Atah Adonai. I think I know that.
It's, you know something. It's like when I met.
Anyway, it's from when I used to go to bar mitzvahs as a kid.
It's like I feel like Nathan when he answers the phone. Kubira.
What's Kubira?
It's definitely not
dip?
Kubira.
That's
yeah,
food?
No, Kubira is actually.
What language is he speaking?
Well, Kubira,
Arabic?
It's Persian, which is, Iranian.
Alhamdulillah.
With Farsi. Mm. But I think Farsi is like the Iranian way of saying Iranian.
Okay. Yeah, it's complex.
Anyway, that's not what he said. Kubi, maybe something like that.
You sounds picked, like you, the doorbell across the road from
Kubida, what you were saying, what I said before was actually fucked up, because kubita is a dish, correct? Which is, but it's not kashkembadam jun. Kashkembadam jun is the eggplant dip.
Yeah.
Kubita is like a beef. Anyway, but anytime I see anyone that's from Iran, the last guy who cut my hair, I won't call him my hairdresser because it was only once. And you get upset with that.
Yeah.
Not my official hairdresser, but he was from Iran, and we were really getting along with the whole kubita and kashkembadam.
I mean, food talk is your go-to with everybody.
Well, I think culturally it's great.
Yeah, 100%. Everyone's going to eat. So Bodhi, little kickers. We finished up on Saturday, and we're walking back to the car, and Bodhi was jumping in puddles like a kid. You think about a kid and what kids do.
Yeah.
It's like a magnet.
Yeah.
They see a puddle full of water. Don't give a shit how big it is. He just runs, and maybe it's just Bodhi. He runs over and jumps in and just starts jumping up and down.
Was he wearing? I imagine the idyllic scene is that you see him with like gum boots on and stuff.
I wouldn't care if he had gum boots on, but he
was wearing like
soccer. He had his little leather kicks on.
Yeah.
And so he's like freezing cold morning.
Do you at this point
freezing
go,
cold. Don't. No, I go, Bodhi.
Oi, you're a little fucking shit.
I grab his arm and I yank him. Yeah. And he just like goes flying with me. Now I'm surprised I haven't dislocated his shoulder. Yeah. Kids are, you just hold them. Yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah. And I'm not even doing anything untoward. I'm just lifting him up, come up.
Listen here.
They've got strong. I mean, I think this is.
It's a jacket trait, do you think? Is that what it always comes down to? I think he's just built like it, maybe.
I think kids are built. Children. Like, think about how. Like, I dropped Bodhi. I didn't even drop him. He rolled out of his car seat.
I remember.
You remember this?
Yeah.
So bad.
Did you go to the doctor for it? I can't remember.
No, we didn't end up because he didn't. Yeah, he had a bit of a bruise, but you make the call whether you take him to the. I mean, it's. You analyze the situation. It's not always call an ambulance, which is your go-to.
Which is mine.
It's okay. Let's have a look.
Which I've never been. The idea of an ambulance would be annoying.
But I put Bodhi into his seat, and I literally turned around, and then he's on the ground. Like it happened so quickly.
Was he crying?
Oh yeah, poor little bubba. Anyway, jumping in the puddles, we're walking back. This lady's kind of walking along with us, and she looks at us and says something nice. You know, just acknowledging the kid, kid, or whatever. And then we're at the car. And I look up because I hear this woman, and I look over, and it's the woman that acknowledged us on the way out, and she's, can you come over here? Can you come? And I was, what's going on? And
like
I walked.
Dylan all over again. Well, she's got a French press in her thumb.
It was our one. No, she picked it up. I threw it out of the car.
That scares me. Anyone going, I'm so triggered by it now.
She was very flustered, and so I walked close, and she said, "Can you break into my car?" And I was like.
Absolutely not.
What are you talking about? And I got close and she's like, poor thing, had just dropped her phone into the water, picked the phone out of the water, put it down with her keys and had managed to put her elbow onto the lock that sent the lock down and then she closed the door.
But she's already ready to break in.
She's locked her keys into the car. You can see the keys
on. I feel like if you lock your key in the car – and you smash the window in under 2 minutes, there's something wrong.
No, she didn't. No, she was just saying, can you break in? It was an old 94 BMW. Okay. So she was like trying to pull the door. She's trying to pull the door to open it up. But she's got no phone. It's cold as fuck. She's in a rain jacket.
Lucky she was nice to Bodhi.
Look, I've got anxiety. I was like, it's all good. It's all good.
I should have been there because I would have said, breathe.
What would have you done?
I would have said,
what's your go-to? Because I think about like these are, what do you do? Do you say best of luck with it? And
depends
and say,
what her love language is. But words of affirmation.
I don't know. I'm not saying how do you fix your anxiety. I'm saying.
What do you do in that situation?
Do you stay around and help? Like she's locked her keys in the car. What's your go-to? Okay, you've got a kid in the car.
Okay.
And,
well, the kid
and your
changes
wife.
Things. I think I would be like, what would I do? If it was me, it would be like, let's call RACV.
Yeah, I said that. I don't have RACV cover.
At that point, I'd say, you fucked up. But then I'd say, you know what? You can actually call RACV and you can register. I believe this to be true because it's happened to me before. I've run out of petrol before.
How many times?
3 or 4. One of them, the guy said, he was like, he rocks up. He's like, I'm impressed. I was like, why? He said, I've never seen anyone that's managed to run out of petrol out the front of their house. Literally, it was just my address.
I tell you what.
I rolled into my car spot and then just like went inside like, they're like, oh, look, it's going to be an hour and a half. I'm like, I'm cool. Yeah. I'll just be inside.
The vision, like the image that comes to mind of someone putting fuel out of an orange bucket, orange jerry can into a car. The image of the car is one that is very old.
Yeah. I haven't done it in the i30.
Here's the thing though. If you see, like I saw a guy in a BMW. I'm like, you are an absolute loose unit.
Yeah.
You, like these cars tell you down to the fucking last 500 meters.
But that's why it becomes so tempting. When you have, when you have the exact, I think the only reason why we haven't run out on the i30 is because it knocks out, it won't show you
after. You're doing so well and you're filling up from half every week.
You know what, 50.
You know you're doing well when you fill up from half. That's the person I want to be. I filled up today from half and it was mainly because I'm a tight ass and petrol went from $1.25 to $1.65. And I saw a service station, like we were driving to work and I saw $1.65. I'm like, handbrake turn. The fuck? $1.65. Then I got to one and it was $1.25. I'm like, I'm filling up on half. This is how outrageous I am now. But I want to be that guy. Fill up from half so you've never got that as a problem in your life.
My dad always filled up the car with super.
Yeah, because he had old cars that he probably...
this was the SS.
Yeah, you got to feel like, high-performance cars as well. If you buy a Merc, if you buy an Audi, BMW...
If you buy a Holden Commodore SS.
An SS, they're the high-performance version of those. So, what do you do? What do you do for this woman?
It is very hard.
Susan, I think her name was.
Susan, it depends. I would vibe... Brie, I think, has a good filter. My vibe is always to... I'll be here. Let's do this. But then I'll be looking at Brie and she'll either give me the nod or like, let's just fuck off. Like she's fine. And so I think that my default is stick around. The problem is that it's not an emergency where you can call 000. So it's not really my bag.
Call an ambulance.
Yeah.
It's not your bag. Unless I can outsource to 000. Yeah. I don't want a part of
or
it.
Or RACV or something like
so
that.
I looked on.
What did you actually do?
Well, she was freaking out. I was just like, look, it's all good. Hang on. I literally typed in.
How to break into
locksmith, car, St Kilda. Mm-hmm. And up came an ad.
Yeah,
that was like a locksmith, it had like a push.
What sort of car did she have?
It was a 94 BMW, old school. You could break into them with fucking a piece of coat hanger. But anyway, I called this number but then the thing is they're like, we can send someone over in 25 minutes. But then they're asking me about my details. It only cost her $90. And they sent someone out and I waited and I was like, we can wait with you. And she came and sat in our car.
Oh, that's nice.
And then... she was like, oh, look, don't worry about it. I can just wait. And they're like, sure. And then so she jumped out. Anyway,
you start skidding at.
We drove off and then I got a call from the person saying I'm 15 minutes off. Yeah. But then I heard nothing. Uh-huh. So I'm like, do you follow up? Do I call back the locksmith guy an hour later? Because I'm thinking about it a lot. Mm. And do I say, mate, all good? Because imagine her belief in humanity if I just said, I've got it coming. And
it never came.
Never came. What would you do?
Yeah, I think for your mind, you probably want to do it.
Mm.
But because I've noticed that as I start to, I'm not very good at admin, but I'm trying to get better. And one of the things I'm doing is it's like when I'm connecting people up, I'm trying to follow the journey a little bit more.
Yeah, you want to.
So it's like you can this person would be great for this job, blah, blah, blah. Then I message it. Like I'm very on it and just do it.
Task oriented. Yeah. So I did that and then I was like, okay, I'm going to the gym. Mm-hmm. Bodhi had just gone down for a sleep. And so
this is all on the same day.
All on the same day. An hour and a half later. So
Cut to me.
I drove. Put in a full day.
Yeah.
And helping, citizens of.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I drove past on the way to the gym because it was within the area.
She's asleep next to the car.
Car was gone. Car Susan, was gone. Happy days. She owes me coffee. She said, if I see you here again, have to buy you coffee.
What was her deal? Why was
she
there?
Shopping at the farmers markets at the at the school where Bodhi does.
Have any produce?
Yeah, she had a whole bunch of stuff.
And it was all in the car?
It was all in the car. Okay. So it was all good. But it was a interesting one. Like, I've committed to helping a girl change a tire and I regretted it straight away. It was fucked. It was just so hard to get off. It was so annoying.
Yeah, well, I guess part of it is me not helping is me identifying that I am of no help.
No, that's cool. I mean,
like, it's like, you know what? Like, these are the options.
Yeah.
You can use my phone.
I mean, I guess it's the chat around what kind of person do you want to be?
Mm. Oh, I would love to. It would be great to take 2 months off, learn how to fucking do all the different knots, do the car stuff, know what a carburetor is.
How about I take off time?
No, because you don't fucking know.
For my son.
No, you talk.
I take off time for my son. You take off time for yourself.
Okay. I thought you were going to say you were going to teach me. Because my concern is that whilst I respect your abilities, part of the ability that you have is just knowing or thinking that you can do it.
Yeah.
And that's like 80% of it. But you don't necessarily always have the skill. Like the amount of, when we were in New York, the amount of times where I said, I think it's that way. And you're like, nah. It's this way. Yeah, and then we start walking. And Bree and I were just like, with that sort of confidence, he must know that we're going the right way.
I mean, I said yesterday, we've got a confident team.
Yeah.
Confident.
Do we have a confidence issue?
I don't think so. I don't think you'd want to. It's like saying you want to have to dial it down. You don't want to have to dial it up.
Talking about dialing it down, 3D Dilt's not in the building. Can we just talk about his announcement for a second? TJ, every single time 3D Dill does an Insta story, TJ is losing his mind over here. I mean, what could it possibly?
Oh, I spent some time last night and I almost messaged you. And I was thinking, if this kid has actually just wanted to create some noise about doing an announcement and he actually has no announcement. Mm. I'd pay him. I'd pay that.
Yeah.
Like
I'd respect that.
He got trolled last night. He put up a photo, six days to go.
Yeah, Grace was all over it.
Grace said even 3D Dill looks tired of these announcement photos.
Yeah, I mean, it's if you haven't followed us on Instagram, we're just the Daily Talk Show. We're being very active on the Insta stories. But that's, I mean, we spoke last week and we're like, we want to do more social media content.
Mm.
So it's great that he's doing it, but I do
keep it going.
I mean, Bree
only 5 days.
Bree did mention as I was working on the Seth Godin book, she said, do you feel like maybe Dill's announcement is going to shadow the Seth Godin work? Yeah. I was like, I fucking hope not.
But then
I sort of hope it does. There's one of two ways. It's anticlimactic. Yeah. Which in that case, I can be like, here's the Seth, thanks, Dill, whatever. Here's my book. The other way is it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
He hands us a check of, he's actually a
trust fund baby.
No, he's a secret, what is it called?
Undercover boss.
He's like, I actually work for
Spotify. We want to acquire the Daily Talk Show.
Yeah, exactly.
150 million.
I'm trying to think of who would be a funny business.
This is the problem.
That's where you were going.
These hype men like him.
Yeah.
I was in the shower yesterday just fucking thinking. I was going through, what could it be? Like, I've put too much thought into this.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, no, you can definitely do it. You're like, it's all, the undercover boss thing is really on the.
But I'm even like thinking about conversations that I heard you guys having about him. So it's not him staying on. That's what I've identified.
Well, because 97 and I have sort of, come on, mate. So you. Is the idea that you're coming back to?
We were testing the waters.
But yeah, I heard you guys doing that yesterday, and he was saying, "It's not that I."
Well, because he's got.
He's like, "I'll be back."
He's got a close relationship.
Yeah. Look at Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, I'll be back. Which, if he's telling us that, that can't be the announcement.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. It can't be unless we've just it would be. Yeah, it's very interesting.
Yeah, so
because I don't know what could be in such an amazing announcement that. Mm. Because it has to impact us, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's why I'm sort of a bit excited about it.
I hope it's
Do you know what? Maybe he reveals his Terry from Black Magic, which is a very inside baseball joke. But if you, Terry, if you're watching, please get back to me.
I mean, what, sexuality, you'd be very happy with that.
Yeah, I wonder.
Gender, I mean,
that? I mean, that is a big thing nowadays, I guess, right? Like you have parties and all that sort of thing. Yeah. It's like that Bert did that whole bit on the project. But the Daily Talk Show stickers.
Oh, yeah. So yesterday we revealed we got some new ones. They're looking great on a laptop.
Have you put yours anywhere yet, Mr. 97?
No, I forgot to take it home yesterday.
All right.
Really?
Just quickly, before we get to the stickers, confidence. How's your confidence at the moment? Is it coming down after yesterday's fail? Like, I mean, failing on direction of something's pretty fixable. Just turn, fucking go back the other way. Mm. Yesterday, we worked out, and you posted on Instagram stories that you've been encouraging me to put spinach, frozen spinach, into my smoothie, and in the fine print.
For your toddler.
Yeah, for my toddler, for myself, for Amy, and it said in the fine print, do not eat unless cooked.
Yeah.
And how are you feeling? Are you,
have you stopped?
No, I put in my smoothie this morning.
Absolute, absolute animal, well, living on the edge.
The thing, I still stand by it. I mean, you could just cook it. Just put it in the microwave for 3 minutes.
Yeah, that's what they tell you to do. But if you don't do that, you're not meant to consume it. He's so out of touch, isn't he? Isn't he? Like,
The thing is, still buying frozen spinach, not eating it frozen, but still buying it's way more cost effective than buying the actual fresh stuff. So,
you know, we got a message last night of someone who has been doing this and it blew her mind.
Yes.
It blew her mind. She's been putting spinach in smoothies for years.
I replied to it. I can't remember.
Did you? Well, you're the one who's pushed it out of the feed, so you should have remembered.
It was Molly.
Okay, Molly's been putting spinach in her smoothies.
I didn't expect more from Molly.
For a long time.
That's really disappointing.
Anyway, I mean,
Stosso had a good point.
What does Stosso say?
Just stay away from the fucking shit.
Yeah, who buys spinach in the first place?
But then he followed it up, I think, half an hour later with ... jokes, yeah. Which is a good little joke.
Sink in and then hit him with just a joke.
The stickers.
So yesterday I wanted it to be a bit more creative in how you actually obtain a sticker. Mm-hmm. And I said, email us, hi@thedailytalkshow.com, but you have to send us a video. Mm-hmm. And the video needs to include you saying, what's up, Gronk Squad, or something along the lines. You have to inject the word Gronk Squad in there.
The good thing about it is it's testing my levels of anxiety based on this is in the same realm of watching live TV, the idea of someone doing a message for us on video.
Yeah.
Something extremely vulnerable about it.
Yeah, but I also think that you're in the confines of your own home and you're just like, so many people talk to the camera nowadays doing fucking Insta stories.
I'm trying to get better at it.
But actually have got a lot better at it.
Thank you.
You're just less in your head about it. You're not thinking about how you're looking. Your forehead is gone from fucking just these rivets now down to a flat forehead.
I don't even notice. I think the other thing too is
unless you got Botox.
I have. It was like, to Brie, if she's getting it, I'm getting it.
Yeah. But, two for one, you mean.
Exactly. But the bearded Fen, who has been extremely active. Thank you, the bearded Fen on YouTube, because he has been so active at not only viewing our videos on YouTube, youtube.com/thedailytalkshow, please subscribe, but he also is actively commenting these amazing paragraphs of his experiences, which he's reminding us of the shit that I've forgotten about half the shit we've spoken about.
Oh, man. Dude,
and then he says, you're talking about the X's perfume. I was like,
yeah.
Who's X and which perfume?
Yeah.
It would have been yours.
It must have been. Yeah, I think, I was talking. Yeah, there's definitely. Now, it's funny because Amy mentions stuff and I have to go into my mind and think hard, but I immediately have, say if it's something about would I have said that? Mm. So it's like, you said this. I immediately can answer whether I would have said that or not. Sure. I don't even have to remember saying it, but I'm like, I instantly feel like this. So this is probably my stance. And it's usually pretty right.
I saw Jerry Seinfeld did like a questionnaire thing where he was on a show where they were asking Seinfeld-esque questions.
Yeah.
He got them all right, obviously, but he was it was like a multiple choice. He's like, oh, well, that would be the one that I would have said.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
Which I think is
it's one of cool. The videos of like partners,
yeah.
You know, answering. So you like ask the one question and so I've got to answer for
I
you.
I think the Gronk squad would be good at that. I think that we could, I would love to eventually, as we're getting through more and more promises, be great to have a card game that we could play, that'd be really fun for us to play. Yeah. But then we could also, the audience could also buy a pack and yeah. play and do Insta stories.
Yeah, I love it
like
too.
That.
I love it too.
I think that'd be fun.
The Gronk squad card game.
Yeah. That'd be sick. The so bearded fan.
I'll show you guys. Have you downloaded it? Here. I downloaded it this morning. So
I mean, lucky that we're on G Suite, because if this was 2012 at SEA, I used to, Southern Cross Oz Stereo, where I used to work many years ago, they had like a 1 gigabyte limit on emails.
Oh,
and so I would, half of my life, and Justin Hill, who worked at The Dirt, would send these big images, like all of the celebrity photos would be these huge
photos. DMG.
So so I'd be archiving constantly. Anyway,
all right,
we're
so
very
this
lucky
is,
here. At the, so this is from the Bearded Fan.
Here
we'll,
go.
We'll play it up here as well.
What's happening, Gronk Squad? It's Bearded Fan from South Africa checking in to say how's it. Really enjoying the podcast. Love the video version. Really enjoy the banter between all of you guys. Just keep them coming.
Love it.
That's so nice.
Love it. I was so happy when I saw that this morning. Thanks, Bearded Fan.
And we'll, the main thing is he gets a sticker.
Oh, yeah.
He gets multiple stickers, I think.
Yeah.
Because we also had another, Bernard did a our other South African Gronk squad
member. We've
got member.
a strong Gronk squad happening in South Africa.
He took our old sticker and put it on a post, which was great.
A
on
post the, as in he put it
on a pole.
A pole, yeah.
Which I think it's got the, what's that mountain in Cape Town?
Yeah, I wanted to know, tabletop. Is it
Tabletop
Mountain? Yeah.
I think that's what it was. Did you see the photo, the Insta story?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I think it is. Because I was asking Bree, I was like, that is Cape Town, isn't it? Because I know he's...
He lives in Cape Town, but I don't know if it's the Tabletop Mountain. Mm.
But I, last night on my way home, I had about 6 or 7 of the Daily Talk Show stickers. They're not cheap. They're about 50 cents each. I had about $3.50 in my pocket. And I put them in my jacket. And I don't know what came over me, but I was like, I'm going to just stick these everywhere.
And you did?
Mm.
Did you stick them where no other sticker had been stuck before? Because I find...
A bit of both.
It feels less
If there's
criminal.
Heaps of stickers, it's like, oh, that's a sticker pole.
Yeah, it's a sticker pole. And so you'd probably get in less trouble sticking stickers where they've all been
but
stuck.
What do you
Who
think?
Who gives a shit anyway?
Yeah.
No, I mean, this Casey Neistat did like a huge sticker release and I think he may have been told to fucking pull his head in. Because in New York City, it's like...
How do you know? Where does that information come from?
There was something about saying he stated that you shouldn't stick these everywhere. Like stick him on trains and shit. It's like, it is just
that's,
defacing
that's like
stuff.
The, like, just think, a neg though? Don't put them on the poles.
No, put them... I used to do graffiti as a kid.
Well, we did... Well, I asked the Gronk squad what they thought.
Yeah, so you said Gronk move. Mm-hmm. Is it a Gronk move putting it on this pole or is this sick guerrilla marketing?
I've got 2 attached photos from... Oh, 3D deal.
Oh, he's sending through.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Don't.
Do you want to see it?
Yeah.
So that's what it looks like.
Oh,
that's what it looks like.
Wow.
Now. His thumb looks so narrow, but I guess that's just compared to mine.
What's the other one? This is really... I mean, you're not even seeing this.
No, the other... Here. The other one's still downloading. But the I did do a poll and I asked people Gronk move or whether it was guerrilla marketing.
What is it?
What do you think?
Well, I don't think it's a Gronk move.
So 79 votes for guerrilla marketing, 11 votes for Gronk move.
Can you just go into who voted Gronk move and they're immediately
Get
banned?
Out them.
They're out. They're out, mate.
The biggest
anyone that would shock me, rattle me.
Yeah. Genevieve Day.
Mate.
She only wants influencer marketing, apparently.
What about, is
no
Pete
spend,
Shepard
no
in there?
Say.
I'll be so upset.
Nah, Pete Shepard. Andre is in there from the Coconut Crew.
Oh, mate. Oh,
which is a bit outrageous given his sort of...
I'm off him.
Nando's?
Nando's.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm very disappointed. Going to go have some Guzmani for lunch. You fucked at Nando's. That was
anyone
the main
else?
One.
Blacklist? No.
Nah, that was the main one. I mean, Jake... who I like to call I think of him as the plant guy. He said it was a Gronk move, which made me nervous because I have a feeling that where I put them all was quite close to his home based on what he sort of told me. It was on Smith Street. But I did put a few because not only I did it last night, but then I did it on my walk to work as well, which when it's not dark, feel a little bit weirder.
I think because it's a brand and it's got a .com, it's not Josh Jansen. Like if you were just walking around sticking Josh Jansen stickers.
Yeah. It's a bit, if it was my face, too much.
I mean, do we encourage people to do it? Yes.
Mm, yeah.
Is it legal? I don't know.
I mean, what's the worst that can happen? I mean, we've got Molly the cop.
No, I tell you
Molly should, because Molly said guerrilla marketing. So I was if she's saying that it's okay, if it's guerrilla marketing, that gives me confidence. Yeah. I also feel like a Queensland cop, a little bit looser.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're dealing with schoolies.
Well, she is the cop who called someone she arrested a gronk.
Yeah.
We love it. She's a complete respect. Yeah, she's a part of the gronk crew. But yeah, tell us, is it actually, also, did I is tell actually just, illegal?
I don't know.
No.
You're asking Molly.
We got told also when we were on the street team, Triple M, Fox FM street team here in Melbourne, the radio station sends out young gronks to, you know, hand out shit. But they said they had to tame back, like fucking stop letting stickers go everywhere because people are taking them, putting them around Bunnings and shit. Like it got full on. People are just... It's a gronk move to do that.
It's a 97. You just reacted. What's happening? What have you found?
So I just searched it up and this is Youth Law Australia. It's also against the law to stick any kind of sign, poster or sticker on any structure unless you get permission from the owner or local council.
Lucky I'm not a youth. If that's youth law.
No, that's. I mean, I think they provide support for.
Okay. So I'm going to juvie. Is that what's happening? No, could you imagine me in juvie?
Mate, you're in trouble. You're in real trouble.
I told you about how I was watching the documentary on the prisons.
Yes.
And there was the strongest man competition.
Same thing?
Yeah.
Strongest man competition.
At the prison.
At the prison.
But it turns out that the guy, he did like 700 and something pounds, 750 pounds he deadlifted. Huge amount.
Yeah.
And people were blown away. It turns out that they were... two of the 100-pound things were actually made of wood.
I'm not surprised.
He ended up in solitary confinement for that.
Good.
Because they're like, that could start a fucking riot in a prison.
Wow.
So there you go.
So he's weak.
So the sticker stuff is still on?
Yeah, send us a video, include Gronk Squad in there somewhere. Mm-hmm. Send us a little message and you are signing over permission for us to maybe show it like Big Defender. I said it yesterday. So... It's all for fun. I want to include them in a big video.
I love any legal disclaimer. I bet it's all for fun.
Mate, you're more worried about the legal stuff than I am. In terms
Have you
of
seen
filming.
What I did last night and this morning? I don't give a fuck about that shit. Seriously. But so we'll give them a couple of stickers, at least a dollar's worth of stickers.
Yeah, at least
the bearded fan can put one somewhere in Cape Town, which would be brilliant.
Yeah.
If you've listened this far, do a screen grab, put it on your Insta story so we know that you're listening because we appreciate that.
We like hearing that people are actually listening.
Yeah.
Because right now it's just the four of us in a room.
Just chilling, just hanging, just having a good time. It's a daily talk show. We'll see you tomorrow, guys.
See you, guys.